If you're new to the School of Podcasting, I'm completely breaking format for this show. I have some tips for podcasters, but this is not my typical format, as my tongue is in my cheek as I try to make a serious point. In theory, conducting your meetings over the internet is a great idea. You can save a bundle on business travel and still keep far-flung clients and employees engaged and up to speed. Problem is, well, web conferencing can be expensive and incredibly difficult to set up and use. But we've got great news. GoToMeeting has totally revolutionized web conferencing technology. Brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, GoToMeeting makes online meetings easy and affordable. If you've tried another online meeting service before, you'll be amazed at the difference. With GoToMeeting, you can present, demonstrate, and collaborate with anyone in the world, anytime, anywhere. All you need is a PC with an internet connection. Take a free trial of GoToMeeting today and get unlimited meetings for 45 days. You don't even need a credit card. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, Try It Free button, promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today. It's time to play Why I Hate Pod Show. Welcome aboard.
The top seven answers are on the board. Here's the question.
Why do you hate Pod Show? People said things like, well, they control your show.
Survey says.
Yeah, you see, I have a show under contract at Pod Show called The Musician's Cooler. And on occasion, I do a show called Three Link Thursday. Now, keep in mind, Pod Show is trying to sell advertising on my show. And about once or twice a month, I have a show, Three Link Thursday, where my listeners submit links that they think are cool that the audience will appreciate. Now, that show, in turn, kind of turns into a commercial for these different websites. Have I ever got a call from Podshow saying, please stop that, don't do that, you're not allowed to do that?
Survey says.
So, poo on you, everyone that says they control your show. I've never got that phone call. Then I always love this one. People go off about branding. Let's say the Musician's Cooler leaves Podshow. Okay, after a year, I decide to leave the network. Okay, because my show is on their network, they can still leave it on the network, and I might actually get more listeners because my show is on their network. I'm still trying to figure out how this is a bad thing. And people are like, well, you want people to know your website. I'm like, have you ever listened to my show? My show talks about musicianscooler.com. I'm not really promoting themusicianscooler.podshow.com. And anybody that listens to that show knows where to find me. So the branding argument, well,
survey says.
And then people go, well, they don't really help you. Well, let's see. I was on the front page of podshow.com a couple weeks ago with an interview I did with Rudy Sarzo. They've written press releases on my behalf and a couple other things. Now, you know, that didn't cause a huge spike in my numbers, but did it help? Survey says. Yeah, it actually did. It helped a little bit. Here's another one I don't get. People complain because Podshow puts a 15-second spot. You know the one you can fast forward through at the beginning and the end of the podcast. Now, this weekend I went to Jib Jab, you know, Jib Jab, to watch some videos. Guess what I had to watch before each one? Yeah, a 15-second commercial. When I was at CNN last week, guess what I had to watch before I watched a video? Yeah, a 15-second commercial. Now, for some reason, when Podshow does this,
they are the devil, the evildoer, Satan's spawn.
Then I had somebody else say, well, I thought they were going to be this big, giant powerhouse. And I went, okay, let's see. They got a channel on Sirius Satellite Radio. Let's see. They've inked a deal with BT, as in British Television. And I can't remember because it's been a while ago. Don't we have a deal with AOL? I think so, right? I mean, meanwhile, the other networks have, Then I always get this one. Well, at PME, at the Expo, they always have this separate location. They're separating themselves from the other one. They're elitist. I don't get elitist. Now, I do get the fact that I personally don't get why we have a separate location, because it is about community. On the other hand, I do know that at last year's PME, I recorded more things poolside at Podshow and got more work done at poolside at Podshow than I did at, I don't know, the Naked Party and everything else, right? And when I was at poolside, I talked to my Podshow representative. He took out a piece of paper and pen and took notes. It's like he cared. Bastard. And on the other hand, as much as they were separating themselves, they also had a limo going 24/7 for anybody that wanted to come there. So, you know, then my other favorite one, well, they got all that VC capital, you know, and I was, it's like, last time I heard it was like, I don't know, $800 gazillion, I think, something like that. They got VC capital in the same way that, let's see, Kiptronic got some, and, and they're only going to sell it later, you know they are, and make a whole bunch of money. You mean kind of like Google? And yet when Pajo does it, you know. So I was curious. I posted on a forum. I said, can somebody besides because they suck, you know, can somebody tell me specifically why they hate Pajo? And the answer I got was, Adam
they
Curry is a questionable
devil,
person and not someone I would trust
doer,
and really needs
Satan
competition.
Spawn.
I think the beef is that Adam Curry is or appears to be a shady character, or if not shady, then incredibly incompetent given the resources that he claims to have when compared to what he has accomplished, which isn't that much. Thank you for telling me why you hate Pajo. You just told me why you hate Adam Curry. Why? Well, and if you're going to say because Adam Curry, yeah, exactly. Because we need to, I want to talk about something serious here. See, Keith Malley of Keith and the Girl, of which, when I first got into podcasting, I was a huge fan of. But they do an hour-long daily podcast, and there's way too much competition where I can listen to four podcasts in the time it takes to listen to one. And anyway, so I don't listen to them hardly at all. I pop in and out. But I popped in long enough for Keith to guess, to maybe possibly, to allegedly say that Pajo only has 12,000 downloads per day. Okay, now this is grossly small compared to the number it is. Now, Adam Curry had to respond to this. Well, he didn't have to, but he did, on his blog. And he said, in December 2006, it was 52 million downloads, which equates to 1.7 million per day. Now, I'm reading something here at dig.com. And it says that Keith and the Girl have approximately 40,000 to 60,000 downloads per episode. Blah, 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 blah. Now, I'm reading the book, The Business Podcasting Bible, or The Podcast Business Bible. Oh, damn it. Where's that book? By Paul Culligan. I'll put a link. The Business Podcasting Bible. That's it. Paul Culligan. I'm at the chapter where he's talking about we are now the media. We, the podcasters, including the comedians, including the clowns, we are the media. And if you listen to Today in Podcasting, Rob Walsh of Podcast 411 has himself found different stories where people say something, somebody screams the sky is falling, and it spreads all over the podosphere. And Rob will take, I don't know, a half hour, an hour, 2 hours, and do this thing called research. And find the facts and go, you know what, that's not it at all. Point in case, the record industry, the RIAA, has switched their stance on pod-safe music. No, they didn't. There were a lot of special circumstances about this one podcast. Rob did his notes. Rob knows that we are the media. And here is my point. Okay, I've been talking a little bit about the Musicians Cooler. And I talk to musicians because some bands like to fight other bands. They look at other bands as their competition. And I say, no, musicians, that other local band is not your competition. Your competition is PlayStation. It's home surround sound. It's the internet. It's everything that's keeping Joe Consumer home. So yes, we have different networks. We have choices. We have Pajo. If you don't like the 15-second commercial, by all means, use Libsyn.com. And use Kiptronic as your people that want to go get ads. Or do it yourself like Grape Radio. Look at Blueberry.com. There are all sorts of choices if you want to monetize your podcast, but realize that there is the us is every podcaster, every podcast network. And if we fight amongst ourselves, normal radio, satellite radio, and everybody else in the audio entertainment industry goes good. Yeah, beat each other up. Take yourself out. Newspapers, well, newspapers aren't audible, but you know what I mean. People where they get their news source are saying, yeah, fight amongst yourselves. Take each other out. And the other thing is, Keith refused to reveal his source. So literally, it'd be like me going, well, I'm guessing, I'm a legend that maybe, possibly, I heard that Keith had sex with a chimp. And that is just irresponsible. It's irresponsible. You, the media. Right? I'm reading the Business Podcasting Bible by Paul Colligan. He talks about you, the media. And speaking of Paul, Paul put out a blog last week. And he had this story. He went to Alexa and got some ratings. And it showed where Podcast Pickle was getting more views, or whatever Alexa measures, than Podshow. See, Paul understands that you, the media. And he showed the box. He showed his proof. It's not the reader's responsibility to show the proof. It's the reporter. You're the media. You're reporting the facts. And you should be able to prove that. So Paul proved it. He also went back a couple days later and said, hey, I don't know what happened, but here. Podcast Pickle's not getting more a higher rating than Pod Show. He understands you, the media, and to just fling out stuff. You know, you can be the media, you can be the Wall Street Journal, you can be the New York Times, or you can be the National Enquirer, as long as you realize the National Enquirer gets sued a lot and they lose for defamation. You, the media, are you ready to accept that responsibility? That's what I have a problem with. I'm not against freedom of speech, and I'm not saying you can't bash other people. I'm just saying have some facts. And are you going to really stoop to the lowest common denominator of trying to get listeners by, you know, throwing poo at other podcasters? And I mean, that's the oldest DJ trick in the book. If you're going to cross-promote, find people that you like and talk about each other. Everybody go listen to thescenezine.com. I love that hard rock show. All right, Dave, so quit being just a show for pod show. Well, yeah, number one, Dave, why isn't this show on the Pod Show Network? Because I want to be Switzerland. Even though in reality, if I was on the Pod Show Network, maybe I'll move the school podcasting to a Pod Show Network. I could. I'm under contract. I just wanted to be Switzerland so I could comment on anything. In reality, I could comment poorly on Pod Show and be on their network. But I wanted to be able to use things like Kiptronic and PodTrack and things like that. So that's why the school podcasting is not on Pod Show. And do I think they have room for improvement? Would I like a bigger piece of the pie? Oh, absolutely. Who wouldn't want to make more money if you could at podcasting? But I just know that when it came time to getting pie, and I was ready for some pie, they were the only people in the kitchen making pie. So I signed up for Pod Show, right? And do they have room for improvement? Absolutely. I know every time I go out and click on that player at podshow.com, anybody else thinking it doesn't work all the time? That would be a reason to hate Podshow. Hey, when I go out there, your player doesn't work. Hit the contact button at the bottom. They really do read their emails. I've submitted some things to them and said, hey, why doesn't this work? And why can't I do this and this and that? There are actually people there that care. As there are at Blueberry, as there are at Kiptronic, as there are at PodTrack. Right? It's like Pod Show is the new Creed. Remember Creed back in, like, I don't know, 2002? Right? Creed was one of the most successful bands in the 90s. I mean, outselling many, many artists. But for whatever reason, it just became cool to hate Creed. And you'd ask people, why do you hate Creed? And they go, I don't know, just they suck, man. They suck. And I'm like, okay. See, I like Creed. I thought they were good. You know, but I'm not particularly happy with their upload speeds. I'm not particularly... I think they could do more to boost networking amongst contracted Pod Show people there. And when I contacted them with those concerns, they're already working on them. Now, do I think, you know... So, Dave, is this a blatant commercial for Pod Show? No, don't miss my point here. My point here is, I'm using this as an example... that you gotta take... I'll leave you with this story and then we'll get out of here, okay? And that... the story is the microphone has power. besides being a podcaster, I'm a musician. And for years, I tried to get into a club called Fat Fish Blue in Cleveland with my band. And we finally got in. Now, my band had a running gag that usually about 2 o'clock in the morning when we were loading up our stuff, the keyboard player would look at everybody else in the band and go, "Man, this job sucks. I'm going home." But keep in mind, this is outside, nowhere really near the club. We're loading up. Nobody's around. This job sucks. I'm going home. So we finally get to play our dream gig at Fat Fish Blue. And we hit our last note. Thank you. Good night. Bam. Bass player looks around at the keyboard player and says, "Hey, man, this job sucks. I'm going home." Now, he turned his back to the audience, but his mouth was about 7 inches away from my microphone. And yep, it went over the loudspeakers. And the bar owner, the club owner of Fat Fish Blue, didn't get the inside joke. The microphone has power. And with this microphone comes responsibility. I know this is kind of a serious... You're like, "But Dave, I do a comedy podcast." Well, yeah, okay. It has power. It has responsibility. You, the media. I gotta get Paul on the show so he can explain how you, the media. But I'm rambling at this point. I hope you get my point. If this is the first time you listen to the School Podcasting, I'm normally not this serious. I'm normally not this preachy. But explore all those alternatives. Podshow, Kiptronic, Podtrack, Blueberry, Podbean. What are the other servers? They're all listed at theschoolpodcasting.com. Our hundreds of resources, our hours of tutorials. Thanks for tuning in. Check it out, schoolpodcasting.com. Our show notes, I'd love to hear your comments again. Answer the question specifically. Why do you hate, not Adam Curry, why do you hate Podshow? I'd love details. My email is schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. Our show notes are at schoolpodcasting.net. And our voicemail, 888-563-3228. Till we meet again, class dismissed.